You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yes, we are ready to go on this Thursday afternoon. It's a throwback Thursday. It's also the day of the Challenger. That's right. The Brisbane Heat have come to town and they're looking to take on the Sydney Sixers. You'll hear that tonight across the SEN network. Dougie Bollinger and myself calling that one. Looking forward to it. How good's that? Get to go out to the SCG and call the cricket. It's not bad, is it? Not bad at all. G'day, afternooners. Thanks for tuning in. However you were listening, SEN welcomes you to what we would describe as our very broad church. And remember, if you are north of the border, you're listening in Queensland, then you're listening via SENQ 693 AM, SEN Goldie 1620 AM, 1170 AM down here in Sydney. And if you've got the app, fair play to you. You're listening wherever and whenever you like. 1300 01 1170, that is the open line number. The text line 0457 736 736. I would encourage you all to put that in your phone. Both those numbers, in fact. Makes it a lot easier. Signet Boost Power Bank available today to the best contribution. We've got a talk topic. We've got one in the 6 minutes between me chatting to Matty White. We've come back in here and we've worked it out. We'll get to it very shortly. But Throwback Thursday means we're going back in time. We're going to go back to 2012, the very first BBL final. And the wicketkeeper for the Sydney Sixers was Peter Neville, played for Australia. In fact, he's test player number 443, but he was keeping, in the absence of Brad Haddin, keeping for the Sixers. So would you believe it? I mean, it might even be history repeating itself, but that first final was the Scorchers taking on the Sixers, and it was over at the WACA ground. I see where there's nearly 50,000 tickets sold for the Scorchers v insert team here. We'll know that by about 10:30 tonight after the Heat are taking on the Sydney Sixers. Jaleesa Apps is along for a chat as well. She apparently, Channel 10, still going, isn't it? Fantastic. Well done. We'll find out what's trending. We'll get stuck into the text line. We like to do that for sbsfence.com.au. Afternoons Amplified and a score update. Our man RJ Ochoa from SB Nation blogging the boys show. He'll talk a little about, probably a lot about his Cowboys. Very disappointing for him. But also, I'd say he hates the Philadelphia Eagles. They're in the same division as the Cowboys. But anyway, we'll get his thoughts on the Super Bowl. Now, Sid Ponce is along for a chat. Sid Ponce, that is. And he is, well, he's a podcaster, best known for Full Credit to the Boys. A great podcast, been doing it for a long time. Very popular. But he's also done another podcast, Rugby League Chronicles, goes back and looks at the history of rugby league, the lessons we learned from 1908, how they're applicable for the Super League War and what it means for the merged entities, whether it's the West Tigers or the St. George Illawarra Dragons. So that's the title of his first series, the Merger Series. So we'll have a chat to him about that. The 2 o'clock flock, of course, that's on again. Very popular yesterday. We'll get a score update from Coach K. And then again, we're back into that text line for sbsfence.com.au. Righto, what's been going on in the world of sport? I did see that Matty did a, what did he call it? Forensic Thursday that he wanted to dive into. That's a stretch, Matthew, too, that you've come up with. But anyway, he wanted to dive into. And it was very interesting listening, actually. I enjoyed listening to that on the way to work. But it's just as we said there, insert name here. If it's Novak Djokovic, well, there are skeptics out there. And if it's Rafael Nadal, or indeed if it's Roger Federer, oh, what courage they have shown. 3 centimetre tear. Let's, Craig Tiley, all right? yay or nay on Craig. Let's have a listen to what he had to say about Novak Djokovic.
At the end of the day, I don't think anyone can question his athleticism. This guy, I did see, he had a 3 centimeter tear in his hammy. He had a tear last year in his stomach. And and all those.
So are you saying there was a tear in the hammy? You saw the scan.
Yep, absolutely. And the doctors are not going to tell you; they're going to tell you the truth. And so he, you know, I think there was a lot of speculation of whether it was true or not. And it's hard to believe that someone can do what they do with those types of injuries. But I, you know, he's remarkable.
Do we think there's a little bit of mayonnaise put on it? Maybe by the doctors of Novak Djokovic. It adds to the legend. Maybe by Craig Tiley as well. You want to pump up your superstar that's won the tournament just for the 10th time. Novak Djokovic, 3 centimetre tear. Do I think there was something wrong with Novak Djokovic's hamstring? Absolutely. Do I believe it was a 3 centimetre tear? It may have been. It might have been 2 centimetres. It might have been 1 centimetre. You put a bit of mayo on it. Do I think that there was nothing wrong with his hamstring? No. Did he play it up for opponents? Probably. But that's all part of the quest to win these great tournaments. And that's what he did again. I've got absolutely no problem with him. But Matty's done the deep dive on it. I'm happy to dance around the outskirts and, you know, throw stones wherever appropriate. Apparently they're not dancing around the outskirts. They're actually in, talking to each other. The NRL and the Rugby League Players Association. So 5 hours yesterday, Andrew Abdo and Clint Newton sat across the desk from each other, which is great. So the male players, the deal apparently some way off. We're looking forward to getting some clarity around female player and what their deal looks like by the end of next week. So apparently the hostility has simmered. And, of course, it comes on the back of, well, you know, the reason we're not getting anything done is because the NRL won't sit down. And the NRL then saying, well, this argument that the NRL hasn't prioritised or shown respect to the players is simply not true. So we had the, what are we talking? Grandstanding, public protestations in the lead up to this. And now they're getting down to the nitty gritty, which is always going to happen. As we said, do we think the preseason comp is in danger? No. Do we think the preseason launch is in danger? Maybe. Who cares? Do we just want to get games on? Absolutely. That's all we want, and we will. As we say, I've said it before, I'll say it again, strike action, worst possible outcome. Now, yesterday, the Daily Telegraph had their exclusive pre-season poll. It was 24 coaches and assistant coaches that were asked a number of different questions. Didn't really get into it yesterday, but I thought there were some interesting ones today. So we'll have a look at it. In fact, we'd like to get your feedback on it. 0457 736 736. There's a couple of coaches said no six again off charge downs, and a couple said that golden point should be golden try. Well, I've been saying that for a decade. Golden point should turn into golden try. Then there was the unnamed coach who said conceding 7 tackles for an error in the act of scoring, effing archaic dog shit rule. Now, I would love people to speculate about who exactly might have said that. They didn't, you know, this quote was given anonymously, didn't name it. But if they'd have used weak gutted in there at some point, I think very clear who it was pointing to. But have your say on that one, 1300 01 1170. This was interesting too. The News Corp poll has delivered a telling insight into how most senior figureheads oppose being gagged from having their say on contentious refereeing decisions. Really? Is that just another way for a bit more self-preservation? If you're looking around and blaming someone else, that's the beginning of the end, I would have thought. So some of the questions that I thought were really relevant, we'll start off with, who do the peers think is the best coach in the league? Unanimously, it is Craig Bellamy, 67%. Craig Fitzgibbon at 13%. That's a surprise. Ivan Cleary at 8%. He's won the last two competitions. Wayne Bennett. It's won more competitions than anyone else coaching at the moment. And Todd Payton and Trent Robinson, all on 4% with Wayne Bennett. Craig Fitzgibbon's a surprise at second up, but no surprise with Craig Bellamy at 67%. Who's the best player in the comp outside your club? So 57% say Nathan Cleary. Cameron Munster next. James Tedesco. So Munster on 17%. Tedesco on 13%, Trbojevic on 9%. You can really live with all of that. Can anyone tell me who is the coach or assistant coach that said Dylan Edwards was the best player in the comp? Wow. Please reveal who it was. Now, that is interesting. He's not the best player in the Penrith backline. But anyway, someone thinks he's the best player in the comp. I find that fascinating. Best off-season addition. So here we go. Viliami Kikau leads the way. Bulldog, 29%. Reid Marnie, 25%. Bulldog. Brandon Smith at 18%. Rooster. And Isaiah Papali'i, 18%. And Api Korosau, 8%. So they're the Tigers. So that is interesting. Now, here are the questions that I think are irrelevant, right? Completely irrelevant as to what the coaches have to say about this. Who should have the final say on recruitment? Oh, 71% of head coaches say it should be the head coach. Shock me. Then there should be a committee, 21%. Oh, how many people think the head of football should? 4%. So that's one. So they're not happy with the, unless the coaches are having their say. That is completely understandable. Here's the other one that I thought was irrelevant. Are coaches consulted enough by the NRL? I was shocked to learn that only 79% of them said no. I thought it had been much closer to 100%. Really? Really? And here's the other one that I thought was interesting. Should player agents be allowed to manage players and coaches? Half said yes, half said no. So the half that said yes are the ones who are also managed with players in their stable that are managed by the same management team. And the ones who said no are the ones who aren't managed by a manager who manages other players and can get them into the team. So that's how that one played out. And here's the other one. Should the game have a window at the end of the season for internationals? 96% said yes. Who's the lone voice in this one, the 4%er? So no shock over that one. Of course, they want all their best players available during the course of the season. If you'd asked that same group of people, should they play Origin at the end of the year? They said, yeah, great idea. Play the Origin at the end of the year as well. We want our players all the time. It's their biggest bugbear. Guess what? We got these great players. Oh, no. They're off playing Origin. So that was my take on the coaches' survey. You can have your say on that as well. 1300 01 1170 0457 736 736. Other news around Usman Khawaja. Well, they've sorted it out. He's got the visa. So the Shane Warne Test Player of the Year. Who's to blame here? Who's to blame? Oversight by Cricket Australia? Probably. But, of course, he was always going to get into India for that much-anticipated test series. The BBL organisers are saying, you know, it's really great that Scorchers and the Sixers are good, but maybe we need to pull them back a little bit. No, you don't pull them back. Four titles to the Scorchers, three titles to the Sixers. You drag everyone up. Stop pulling people back. Drag them up. That's what I say to you, Alastair Dobson, who is Cricket Australia's Big Bash manager. And this is the one that caught the eye slash ear as well. Shubman Gill. So yesterday, scored 100. India smashed New Zealand. They won by 168. So 126 off 63. Fine innings. Outstanding. But he's done it at test match level. He made a test winning ton in Bangladesh in December. He made a double 100, his first in January in the ODI, and now he scored 100 in the T20. So, triple threat, triple threat. This was what stood out to me. Asked about the demands of playing all three formats, Shubman Gill said, "When you are representing your country, I don't think there is any kind of fatigue. I always wanted to play for India, and being fortunate enough to play all the three formats, it is a blessing." And I know he's only 23 years of age, and I know David Warner is 36, but, you know, when David tells us that he's exhausted, to be honest, and we get from the 23-year-old, it's a blessing to play all three forms, I wonder which player the public gravitate to. Have your thoughts on that, 1300 01 1170, and the text line 0457 736 736. As far as our talk topic today, we've got the challenger. So it was interesting last night. I was talking to the kids and they said, what are you, is it the final? I said, no, it's not the final. It's the challenger. What's the challenger? Well, it's the game before the final. Isn't that a semi-final? Well, yeah, it is, but they called it something else. So it's the semi-final, Dad. No, it's the challenger. Anyway, so because we've got the challenger tonight, what's the, on a throwback Thursday, nostalgia wins, remember. What's your best semi-final? Is there a best semi-final? Is there one that springs to mind? Is there the one that stands out? What about this one?
Glenn Hughes, long ball for Silva, then Talau, Talau in the corner, Canterbury are in again.
Oh, I'm sorry, Parramatta fans, 1998 prelim final. how the game's sewn up, 9 minutes to go, you lead by 16, and then it all comes crashing down. An amazing prelim final. So that's what we're looking for. Throwback Thursday, your best semi-finals. Any sport, any code, anything that you like. We've got a Signet Boost power bank to give away today. So, oh, wow, text line going crazy. All right, we're going to get ourselves to a break. After the break, we're back with more, including but not limited to Jaleesa App. She's a legal professional. She also works for Channel 10. That's amazing.